Dewch i ddathlu Dewi Sant. Dydd Gwyl Dewi Sant. Dydd Gwyl Dewi Sant. Dydd Gwyl Dewi Sant. Dewch i ddathlu Dewi Sant. Dydd Gwyl Dewi Sant. Dydd Gwyl Dewi Sant. Canu dawnsio hwyl a sbri. Dydd Gwyl Dewi Sant. Dydd Gwyl Dewi Sant. Dydd Gwyl Dewi Sant. Canu dawnsio hwyl a sbri. Dydd Gwyl Dewi Sant.
No, welcome to Tales of Wales. It's a podcast about Wales. We're going to cover everything you've ever heard about Wales. Welcome.com/ its website, Wales. All right, we're going to go really fast. Yeah. I'm Frank, you're Jack. We're going to go today.
For the listeners, we were just talking about how pressed for time Franco is on this little record. So that's why we're doing a speed run this time.
Yeah, so how are you? Sorry, I'll calm down.
Good, mate. Good. Yeah, really good.
Yeah, okay, cool. So no, that's stressing me out even more. Fuck. I'm just busy.
Take a breather, mate. This is a safe place.
I've got a vimp to my moustache. Let me just de-vimp to my stash.
What? For colds?
What? No.
Vicks?
Vimpto.
Oh, Vimto. Geez, I was thinking, oh, this on a bloody cold. No. Like with some fucking Vicks in your to clear sinuses.
I gulped too greedily a pint of Vimto prior to recording.
It's the only thing that gets your blood pressure down these days, isn't it?
Mate,
sweet Vimto.
So, I'm like outside of life, at work, like I'm out Friday, I'm out Saturday, I'm out Sunday, I'm out Monday, I'm in Tuesday, I'm out Wednesday, I'm out Thursday, I'm out Friday, I got an Airbnb staying at mine next Saturday, and that's one day to myself where I'm going to play Starfield like a fucking loser, and it's just stressy. It then works like hectic as fuck, and then we do the pod, it's just, you know, and I got to, you know, satisfy the woman.
My manly duties must be done.
My fiancé duties, my liege.
Sounds like if you were a bloody candle, you'd be burning your gob in your ass, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm leaking wax everywhere. I have said though, I've booked in 2 weeks' time. I've got the whole weekend where Emma goes to a hen party. I'm not even going to drink. I'm just going to be fucking playing Xbox, chilling, just like recalibrating myself,
just soaking it up. Yeah,
me and you both amazing. Said we've gone too hard recently, haven't we, in life?
Oh, yeah, that was my... I didn't have an anecdote for the day. I was just going to say, we've hit the booze a bit hard lately, haven't we? And we're both... Yeah. To the point where we're both going, should we just slow down a little bit? And for that, that's a pretty hefty achievement.
Hence why we're doing a lunchtime record. And I think the summer was just like every... Like twice a week. It was like two going out twice a week. And just doing too much. So I'm fucking buzzing for
it. It adds up and it accumulates. The poison accumulates in your body. It's not good for you. But the last two weekends I've had a 3-dayer and a 2-dayer respectively. And fuck me, did I feel it. Like finally my body's like, you've took it too far this time. It's too much. It can't bear the burden.
Never too much, never too much. Sometimes too much.
Sometimes, yeah, lately a lot too much. But, I mean, we've still got a few benders on the cards, haven't we, that we've both said, oh, we're going to see them out, obviously. Yeah, bond. I'm not going to bail on them.
I did say to you, I feel like I'm in Baston, the boys of Baston, hunkered down in the trenches, ready to see out the next few cold winters
just a few more shells later, and then we can finally emerge from the foxhole. Yeah,
great. Yeah, not at all dramatic or
self-imposed as well.
Yeah,
firing mortars at ourselves.
friendly fire. There's another Jaeger bomb.
Yeah, give me a couple more shots, so I'm not quite done yet. Then let me leave.
Yeah. Is there a Skittle bomb coming in? Take cover! Well, should we crack on? Because, we've got a bit of admin to go through.
Well, I've got, I'll do a quick review. It's a very short one, but we do like doing the reviews on this.
Oh, so this one's from a guy. I think. We had the long one.
This is just
the really
short one,
Okay, all right.
I thought we'd save the long one for next episode. Okay, yeah, that's a sweet one. That warms the heart. Nice one.
Yeah,
this one isn't a heart warmer, but it is a good one. It's by a guy named Silurian.
But I like how he's written it. Celts, he's written it out phonetically because he's pissed off with how I get it wrong.
Silurian. Silurian, dumb prick.
Idiot.
And Silurian has given us this lovely review from Apple Podcasts. And the title of the review is "This is a Review." Nice. Sort of flicking things on their head there. Nicely done. 5 stars. Nice to listen to some history by people that aren't boring academic nonces. So thank you, Silurian. That is a very high praise.
We're not boring. We're not academic. Thank God we're not nonces.
Nonces, yeah. Boring academic nonsense. Well,
yeah,
I just like to think of him like he's been sat there on Spotify listening through loads of history podcasts going, no, boring, no, nonsense. Academic, no, nonsense. And then just finally got to us and we finally got mastered.
Oh, he was like not refreshing. Pinocchio. Who's that girl? Blonde girl. Goldilocks. He's like Goldilocks going, this one's not boring, but they are nonsense. So
too boring, too academic, too noncy. But this one's just right.
Who's that blonde girl?
Who's that? Not Pinocchio, what's the other one? You say as if there's only two to choose from, Pinocchio or the blonde.
You know those mates are Pinocchio and blonde?
I think we should probably say a thank you as well to Reese Norris and Delwina Heard because they very generously sent us some dollar baby.
Yeah.
And they've made it possible for us to genuinely say we're professional podcasters now because we've technically been paid for it.
Yeah, so how kind is
I'll
that?
I'll take that. Thank you very much.
Because we've got this thing, amazing. Link in the episode description where you can chuck a couple of coppers our way to help with like the paying for the pod because it costs money to host it and all that fucking boring stuff. So it's just a little helpful incentive. Helpful.
No pressure.
If you want
monkeys and we do it for free, but we just do it for enjoyment.
The one we had from Reese did say it's beer money, so I think we have to take that as beer money. You know?
Well, yeah, I love that you said it alluded to being beer money because he said it was thirsty work. And you've gone, you said beer money, didn't you? That's what he said in the description. Get a can with it, boys.
Yeah, but that's very, very generous.
We'll spend it wisely.
Yeah, diolch yn fawr. Thank you both.
Diolch, guys.
Yeah, should we crack on? Because I really am up against it.
I can't tell you how much I am up against it, so can we hurry the fuck up?
I put my teams on Do Not Disturb, but I can just see it flashing at the bottom, fucking vibrating.
The tune just going straight in your ear constantly. All right, well, we'll get on with it. And I'm going to be muddling through today, and I'm going to be talking about the history of Dewi Sant, or St. David, as he's known in English, the patron saint of Wales, for whom every 1st of March we celebrate Dydd Gwr Dewi, or you guessed it, St. David's Day, often symbolised by wearing a daffodil, the national flower of Wales, or a leek, which apparently he and his monks used to pin to their hats while they were working, which is a little bit of whimsy I didn't know about.
Isn't the story that he used to give soldiers the Welsh leek? So they could identify themselves in battle.
Oh, mate, I don't know where you're getting your facts from, all right? But the two sources that were the first Googles online I saw, all right, this is what it said, that they used to wear them in their little hats, and he wrote a letter to the king about some shit about leeks as well.
Let me have a little look. It's still the patron saint of
Wales.
Not
too pressed for time to bloody correct me.
But it is thought that the patron saint of Wales, St. David, told Welsh soldiers to wear a leek on their helmets so they could better spot each other in the battle against Saxons who wore similar armour. Apparently that tactic worked and secured the Welsh army a great victory.
Well, there we go. I stand corrected, and I guess you'll take it from here, is it, mate? Is that how we're going with this?
But then someone else said it was against the French. So I think, let me have a...
As we always say, you know, we're not about the details on this pod, are we?
No, apparently in 1633 AD, the Welsh were sorely pressed by invading Saxons. They met at the Battle of Heathfield, and there was a field with leeks. So, seeing as themselves on the enemy, they put leeks on their head. But that's according to something. So that could be a reason as well.
Let's just say both are correct. I like that. You know, there's nothing wrong on the pod, is there? It's like, You can't be wrong about it. They always say history is subjective, don't they?
And you,
it's in the eye of the beholder.
Well, they do say history is always being rewritten, and by two idiots, probably.
Anyway. So we'll go with that. Anyway, Dewi was a Welsh bishop in a place called Manu in the 6th century.
I just got to say one more leak thing.
Yes. the leaks.
Apparently as well, the leak became a national symbol of Wales after the Battle of Crecy, where the Welsh archers fought against French soldiers in another leak field in northern France. The leaks was worn with caps of the Welsh people to remember the bravery of the archers, which was become an annual tradition on St. David's Day. So, again, that's three separate sources all saying three separate things. So, fucking...
Yeah, take your pick. Whichever one you like the most.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, leak equals Wales, all right? Just bear that in mind. That's all that matters. So, where was I? So, Dewi was a bishop in a place called Manu in the 6th century. Manu is now just called, very unoriginally, St. David's, after him. Couldn't think of anything better than that. And a side note about St. David, but he was actually the grandson of a guy called Caredig ap Cynedda. Caredig was originally from the Brythonic kingdom of Gododdin, which is in modern-day Scotland. Keen-eared listeners might have remembered us mentioning the Gododdin in the King Arthur episode, I believe. They were a bunch of mythological Celtic warriors that fought against the Angles, if I remember correctly. But anyway, Caredig came down from what was called at Hair Nogledd, or the Old North, the Gododdin, and he helped fight off some Irish invaders in North Wales way back in the day. So a reward for his bravery in battle, he was gifted land that would later be known as Ceredigion, named after him. So, yes, exactly. So old Dewi was of good Welsh stock, basically. He was born in a place called Hen Fynw in Ceredigion, the lands of his forebears, and became known early in his life as a teacher and preacher, founding settlements of monks and churches in Wales, Brittany, and Dymnonia, which was what the ancient Britons called Devon. St. David's Cathedral in Pembrokeshire would later be built in between 1880 and 1220 on a monastery he founded down there. So that's where St. David's Cathedral is today. In 550 AD, then, is when he started getting a bit more notoriety for himself as a devout opposer of, I'm going to say this wrong now, Pelagianism.
Yeah,
we'll go with that, Pelagianism, which is the belief that there was no excuse for sinful behaviour and that all Christians, regardless of their station in life, should live unimpeachable, sinless lives. So I started reading a bit more about this Pelagianism, but it gets very, very dry very, very quickly.
Well, so he thinks you're allowed to be fallible?
So from what I gathered, St. David was of the notion that because of original sin, eating the apple in Eden, yada, 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 people inherently have sin within them, and that being a good Christian is about living your life resisting sin.
Yeah.
Whereas this Pelagianism basically says, like, you're not allowed to commit sins at all or whatever, and it's not a part of the workings. I don't bloody know. Like I said, it was dull, man. I don't really give a shit about, like, the theology side of things. I can't be arsed reading about it. Anyway, so anyone who wants to read into that, you have to do it off your own backside.
Why don't you pray to us or something, mate? pray to your gods and find out yourself.
Maybe if I had a few more bloody donations, am I right? I'd give a shit. I'd actually pray. Anyway, if I'm wrong on that, like I said, tough shit, because this will be recorded and edited. Yeah, this will be recorded and edited by the time anyone lets me know, so it's too late to do anything about it. Anyway, because of this opposition towards this way of thinking, this Pelagianism, his fellow monks elected him what they call the primate of the region. Nothing to do with monkeys, I checked, but it's basically he was head honcho in Caerleon because of it. Now, I don't know how many of our listeners know, but in order to become an official saint, you actually have to perform at least two recorded miracles.
Two, is it? I thought I knew there was two.
So I use the term recorded very loosely as well, because it's the typical thing. It's funny how miracles and video recordings can't seem to coexist in the same time zones, and all this magical bullshit stops as soon as you have the ability to capture any of it. But anyway, Dewi looked at the sainthood checklist, saw the two miracle requirement, and said, fucking watch this, lads. So I'll list all through them now, and there's much more than two, just FYI. An overachiever. So the most famous miracle was when he was preaching to a large crowd at a place called Seno de Brevi. The crowd was so large, not everyone could hear him, and so, as you do, Dewi raised the ground beneath his feet and raised a hill underneath him, lifting him higher so that his voice could carry further. A white dove also flew down and landed on his shoulder, just for a bit of, like, cinematic, yeah. I don't know, extra flair there.
And you hear...
And so this is where... Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the cows parted, all that shit.
The cows?
So this is where... The clouds, did I say cows? Clouds, I meant. Apologies. Yeah, miracle number two, yeah. Parted some cows.
Bovile Moses.
Very good.
Parting of the cows.
Where he lifted this hill is now where the town of Llandewi Brevi stands today.
Llandewi, supposedly. It's named after him.
Llandewi Brevi, sorry, yeah. That's it. So that's a bit big time, I thought, you know, shut up or I'll make a fucking hill, yeah. Essentially, everyone quieting down.
Sounds quite
another of his miracles, it does a bit, doesn't it, himself. But another one of his miracles was when he restored a blind man's sight as he baptized him. That's all right, isn't it? Nice and sweet, and not a bad deal for the blind man.
Pretty good.
Pretty good deal. Miracle number three was when he managed to bring a dead child back to life by splashing his face with tears. I don't know why this isn't number one on the list, to be honest.
Sounds like he killed a kid and then luckily brought him back really fasty.
Yeah,
don't tell.
Jesus God, don't CPR. Tell him, don't tell.
Yeah, he's shaking him, actually gave him CPR whilst he was crying. And they're like, oh, yeah, miracle.
Like when you used to like batty a sibling and then they go running to your mum and you're like, no, it's fine, shut up. But I think reversing a child death is probably a bigger feat. Yeah. Than making a hill, but then it's probably not as cool looking, is it? So fair enough. That's why it's number three. Miracle number four, that's right, double the amount needed, was when his neighbours were struggling to find water during a drought. Dewi stuck his staff into the ground and then a fully flowing spring of water sprung from the earth. So good man to have living next door.
Wales has ever had a drought in its history. I think we're never far from puddle of mud.
It comes from the sky in here, doesn't it? That's the thing. A lot.
Good point.
Miracle number five and six now, they go hand in hand. These happened when some of St. David's monks turned against him and decided to poison his food. Seems like a real turn for the books from a monk dedicated to, you know, life of the faith, and then she goes, let's poison the fucker.
That's a bit wild.
I don't know why. I'll tell you later why I think this happened, though. It'll come evident, but just hold that thought for now.
Okay.
So, the monks are planning the poisoning of their lovely St. Dewi, or Dewi Sant even, and a friend of Dewi's in Ireland, St. Skithin, foresaw the betrayal in a dream and rushed to travel to Wales to warn him. I feel like it's kind of pointless back in those days and going like, oh God, my friend's imminent demise. Let me take like a few days on boat to go and warn him.
Try and find him because he might have moved anyway.
Yeah, because I have no idea where he could possibly be. Anyway, it turned out that there were no ships available to take St. Skithin over to Wales. But luckily enough, miracle number five, a sea serpent turned up and took him to Wales.
Oh.
Yeah. And I feel like someone was on the fucking communion wine when they were thinking this one up. Oh yeah, the sea serpent. Why the fuck not? Anyway, the sea serpent was obviously very quick because St. Skithin got to St. David in time to warn him. To the monk's surprise, old Dewi Sant did nothing about the plot to poison him, and when his food came, he tore his bread into three pieces. He fed one piece to a dog, another to a crow, and both animals died instantly. He then blessed the last piece and ate it himself. He chewed and swallowed the bread and was completely unharmed. Doesn't say anything more than that, really. So I'm assuming the monks that wanted to poison him just said sorry and then just fucking, what, got on with their chores? Let me clean up the dead dog and the dead crow. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't say like why, if the monks were like, oh, we still don't like you. They just, I don't know, I guess they got back to it.
So that's six. I didn't know that they had a... So when's Dewi Sant? When was he born again?
It was 6th century, so that's 500s, isn't it? Yeah. That is right. No, I always get the century thing wrong. Mid 500s, I think it was. It doesn't give an exact date because they're not too sure. Even though they wrote a lot of stuff down back then, especially the sort of clergy, they don't know his exact birthday. But yeah, he was a sort of mid 500s. So yeah, when was I now? Miracle number seven. Yeah, so six mils in, we're still not done. Miracle 7 happened when a jealous ruler sent slaves to batter Dewi and his monks for some reason. But as they descended upon the monastery...
a bit of a troublemaker, this old Dewi.
Yeah, something's, you know, there's no smoke without fire, is there? Yeah. Someone wants to poison him, someone wants to batter him. Yeah, to be fair, he sent slaves as well.
I just got to say this. Every time someone says no smoke without fire, I always think of the autobiography of Dave Jones, who was a Cardiff City manager, whose book was No Smoke, No Fire. She used to get called a paedophile all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought he wrote a book called No Smoke Without Fire. Like it was an old...
the tell all the fans have been waiting for.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is that? So sorry, just had to... I can't... It's like a brain worm. Whenever someone says No Smoke Without Fire, I just think of Dave Jones.
Can't help but it flash up in the mind, yeah.
Yeah.
Where was I? So yeah, this ruler, jealous ruler, sent slaves to batter Dewi and his monks. But as they descended upon the monastery, they became so weak they couldn't even stand. The ruler's cattle also all dropped dead. The ruler then, realising his mistake, came to Dewi asking for forgiveness, and Saint David obliged, at which time all the ruler's dead cattle came back to life, and his slaves regained their strength. It seems like a strange one, that, but yeah, it was in the notes, so what can I say?
Well, it does seem he's a suspicious little man. Are you right there?
Yeah, yeah. So I was just taking a swig of my tea instead of my beer, which makes me sad.
Yeah, it sounds like you hated it. You're like, oh, God.
It's just, where's the alcohol? My brain just can taste it. So, last one now. Finally, last miracle, number 8. This was a bit more boring, but he travelled to Bath, where a poisoned spring there was ailing the locals. He dipped his staff into the water and then transformed it into a healing pool that could fix small ailments. I don't know what consists of a small ailment or when a small ailment becomes a big one,
yeah.
But it could heal your small ailments. So yeah, the guy needed 2. He went, fuck that, I'm doing 8, apparently.
Yeah, he lost me at the serpent one.
Yeah, something tells me, yeah, oh, there's no record of it. Wasn't there? Wasn't there a record of the serpent that took him across
convenient.
The sea? Bloody chances, a lot of them. So, up until now, you're probably thinking, Dewi San, he seems like a pretty cool dude, pretty good bloke. Bit of a fucking Bible basher or whatever, but he sounds all right, doesn't he? St. David, though, he prescribed that monks had to pull the plough in the fields themselves, without the use of animals, and could only drink water and only eat bread with salt. Every evening, the monks were to spend their time in prayer, reading or writing. No possessions were allowed whatsoever, and even to say something like, my book, would be considered a massive offence. He also specifically forbade his followers from eating any meat or drinking any beer. So to be honest, I can sort of see why the monks were like, let's poison this fucker and get us in like a more of a Friar Tuck type, you know?
I would be a Friar Tuck.
I was sort of on his side.
I'd be such a... I think I'd make a great Friar Tuck.
Yeah, definitely.
That would be my role as an old, like... an oldest, like if I went back to Owen Glyndŵr, I'd want to go back and be the Owen Glyndŵr or the hero, but I could happily just be the cheerful monk who follows him around, pissed up, giving him big jugs of clay pots of wine.
I would take up religion if there was a position that was just actually, you can be a big fat fucker and you just drink and brew ale all the time. I'd be like, yeah, make me a friar. I'll do that. Yeah, I fucking love God. I'm in. But yeah, that's all I got. But,
sweet. Well, I've got some stuff then.
I was going to say, you've got a couple of little factoids for us,
don't you? Yeah. So I've visited a smaller website you might not have heard of called BBC or something like that.
Bubba-ka?
Bubba-ka, yeah. The old Bubba-ka have... they did something on the 900th anniversary of St. David, Dewi Sant. And like you mentioned before, you might not... They're not sure when he lived. Some say he lived for more than 100 years, and he died on March the 1st, 1589, hence St. David's Day. But they also think he could have been born between 462 or 515 AD. And apparently, ooh, spooky, he was born in a storm.
Ooh.
Bollocks. It's like, why? So apparently,
it's like when that the murder one we did, where when apparently the The shovel hit the ground when they dug him up. Yeah, and it was like, then the lightning struck and the thunder. Yeah. You know, it's like such rubbish.
So his mother, who, this is my favourite Welsh name, Non. I like Non.
Non.
Non. It's such a mum's name. Isn't it? Hiya, mum. Hiya, Non. Mm. Non gave birth on a cliff top in Pembrokeshire during a fierce storm, and at that exact moment, a bolt of lightning from heaven hit her fanny. It hit a rock, splitting it in two, and a nearby.
Home... I'm reading this from the website right now. Hit her fanny, they said.
So it struck the rock, splitting it in two, and then a nearby holy well is said to have healing powers. That's just a throwaway comment at the end. you mentioned his royal heritage being his grandfather was King Ceredig, founder of Ceredigion, and Non was a nun who later canonized herself, which sounds like she committed suicide by cannon.
I'm afraid I have committed canonization.
She lit the cannon and has to run all the way around to the front to blows her head off.
In this sketch, it's a comically large cannon as well. Ooh, keep missing the shot.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, Non.
He headlined Glasgow. Apparently, he was educated at a monastery and became a missionary spreading Christianity. Derry was a renowned preacher, founding monasticistic settlements and churches in Wales, Brittany, and south of England, that you mentioned. And he visited Glastonbury to rededicate the abbey and donate a travelling altar that included a great sapphire, pinched 1,000 years later.
Well. And like he said, first gig at Glasgow.
Yeah, first big gig at Glasgow on the pyramid stage. the cathedral in St. David's is sick. It's fucking massive. And the city itself is really small. It's like the UK's smallest city, isn't it? Because it's got a cathedral.
Yeah, it's a nice little city to visit for anyone looking to do so. It's very pretty. Tiny. Got lots of little Welshy things to do as well.
It's really nice. On the beach, like really nice beaches down there. Apparently the stone, when he pilgrimaged to Jerusalem, and he stole a rock, like a little fucking classic Welsh lad that he is, and he brought this rock back, and that rock now sits at the altar of St. David's Cathedral.
I don't know if we can cut this, if this is going to overstep on one of your facts, but I read somewhere that apparently they count it, if you do two pilgrimages to St. David's, it counts as one pilgrimage to Jerusalem.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. But it depends where from.
Yeah, apparently so. I was thinking, because if I go to St. David's twice, that's a piece of piss.
Yeah.
Well, he's going once to Jerusalem.
Yeah, if you're from, like, Freshwater in West Wales, you go there every fucking week.
I just heard that on the... it was on the news, because they did something with St. David's. I can't remember what it was. And there was a woman talking about it, and she sounded like she knew what she was on about, and she said that. And then I thought that question exactly.
So you mentioned, I haven't got that one, by the way, but the next one I had was he was a teetotal vegetarian, like you mentioned. I went some the other day, and I found out people in the UK wouldn't have had potatoes during any of the Middle Ages. They came from the New World and, like, American stuff. They came back from there. So I always think they'd be eating, like... I always used to think, well, life would be shit, but you could probably make chips, but apparently you couldn't.
You still have some roasties on a Sunday.
Yeah.
no taters.
They said here, he had a strict diet where he and his monks led would only eat... they had austere life, living off only leeks and water, which I think is bollocks for the BBC. You're not just having leeks, you're fucking dead within the week.
All the Welsh used to have is to drink leeks and water and shag the sheep. We get your fucking angle, BBC.
Fuck off, BBC, you fucking Tory.
to circle back, Pope Calixtus II was the one, and he said that the shrine in St. David's was so important, two pilgrimages to St. David's were the equivalent of one to Rome, and three to St. David's were the equivalent of one to Jerusalem. That's still pretty good going if you live in Wales, you know.
So I didn't read all these things, and apparently I'm about to get to that one now.
Brilliant.
He was a celebrity of the Middle Ages. He's the patron saint of Wales since the 12th century, and at a time when there were more than 60 churches in Wales dedicated to him, His shrine was so important that Pope Callisticus II said two pilgrimages is worth one. Two of the ends with one in the bush. And apparently Vikings regularly raided the cathedral while the shrine was stripped of its jewel during the Reformation of the 16th century. So Vikings would always fuck up his cathedral, which is annoying. But, you know, you can't blame the lads.
Vikings going to Viking, isn't they? That's the thing.
Yeah. And then his legacy lives on is the final thing. His last words to his followers came from a sermon he gave on the previous Sunday. He said, "Be joyful, keep the faith, and do the little things that you've heard and seen me do when..." I'll say that again in an easier voice. "Be joyful, keep the faith, and do the little things you've heard and seen me do." That's quite nice. Do the little things you've heard and seen me do. And that phrase, "Gwnewch y pethau bychan," which is "do the little things," is still well known in Wales today. So it's "do the little things." Like, give us your money. Okay.
Just give us some fucking money. Do the little things for us, mate.
Yeah. So that's the facts.
That's the facts, that's St. David's, that's Dewi Sant.
Yeah, and wrap that up in like pretty much under just around half an hour. So I got to go, bye.
Yeah, see ya.
We're really enjoying the pod at the moment. We always have, but I think we're having really nice interactions with you maniacs. And we're looking at getting some merch and stuff, because some other people have mentioned that as well. And just, keep if you could share it with your mates, that'd be really appreciative. We want to grow this odd community as far as we can.
Yeah. We're hitting a really good stride at the moment, aren't we? And it's, like you said, it's nice to talk to people who actually like what we're putting out. You know, God help them. But still, thank you very much. And it's just nice to have that little back and forth and, get on a bit of a roll.
Diolch anyway. So I'm going to go now. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, diolch all. Bye.
Oggy, 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 oi, oi, oi. Oggy, 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 oi, oi, oi. Gwisgwch gennin pedr hardd, dydd gwyl Dewi Sant, dydd gwyl Dewi Sant, dydd gwyl Dewi Sant. Gwisgwch gennin pedr hardd, dydd gwyl Dewi Sant, dydd gwyl Dewi Sant. O, dydd gwyl Dewi Sant, dewch i ddathlu blant, gweiddwch hip hip hwrê,
hwrê.
O, dydd gwyl Dewi Sant, dewch i ddathlu blant, gweiddwch hip hip hwrê,
hwrê.
Bwyta piciau ar y main, dydd gwyl Dewi Sant, dydd gwyl Dewi Sant, dydd gwyl Dewi Sant. Bwyta piciau ar y main, dydd gwyl Dewi Sant, dydd gwyl Dewi Sant. Ogi, 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 oi, oi, oi. Ogi, 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 oi, oi. Oggy, 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 oggy